Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a good one. But before we get started, I'd like to thank our sponsor, OnPay. Without them, we could not be sharing these stories. Today on Atlanta Business Radio, we have Nell Merlino, and she is with Count Me In Revival. Welcome, Nell.
Hi, how are you?
I am doing great. Before we get too far into things, tell us about Count Me In. How are you serving folks?
Count Me In is an organization I started about 20 years ago that I revived in June to help women business owners through this pandemic. There's a lot of need out there, a lot of business challenges, and Count Me In had a history of helping women grow micro businesses to million-dollar companies. And we thought that women could use that kind of information and inspiration right now.
Now, this pandemic has been a challenge for lots and lots of folks, and I've been having the privilege to chat with a lot of people in different sized businesses, and I think that those micro business owners are ignored to a large extent by a lot of what's going on. What inspired you to help that group?
Because it's where most women are. You know, it's where most of us start. You know, all the stories are about these unicorn, you know, startups, even now. And in fact, most business owners are really pretty small, male and female. But I was particularly interested in women-owned businesses because it has consistently been such a challenge for them to get credit and capital. So I was interested from a point of both equity and fairness in terms of our ability to access the same kind of funds that men are able to often, and to be able to grow our companies.
So now in the what is kind of the day to day of the organization? Are you helping kind of put and curate kind of where all these grants and where all these loans and this money is, and then you get it out to your female entrepreneurs, or you just kind of build? Go ahead.
We are in the middle of a whole 2 months worth of coaching right now with the women who just won our competition on July 31st. So there's a lot of exchange of information, finding out what their key business challenges are, and working through it with a team of experts so that they are able to tackle the business's challenges that they're having right now today as they learn maybe how to market themselves better on Zoom or figure out a different way of financing their new project. Because I'm sure you've seen this in your interviews, a lot of businesses are either finding new opportunities in this situation or are pivoting to serve a different need for their customers. And in some cases, you need, you know, different kinds of material to do that, or you need a different strategy to do it. So it's those kinds of conversations. But we do regularly list a list of grants that are available right now, because we just gave away $250,000 and are working on doing something like that again, but also wanted women to know that there are dozens of opportunities out there, women and men, to apply for business grants right now, which are the best kind of money you can get because you don't have to pay it back. On the other hand, I think, you know, you really have to think about how you're going to use it so that you use it to your best advantage. But that's the kind of work we're engaged in now, is actively helping people take advantage of opportunities that are coming along, as well as coaching them through some of the bigger challenges businesses are having right now.
Now, have you found that most of the entrepreneurs that you're dealing with, have they just kind of pivoted dramatically, or have they just tweaked kind of their models? Like, what are you seeing out there?
It's both. You know, we've seen, you know, people going from having a spa to selling PPE, which is a pretty dramatic flip on the one hand, but on the other, it's both about taking care of your health. So it's kind of, it kind of fits. Two additions to businesses. We've got a woman who won in the Atlanta area, Vibe Rides. It's a fitness studio, and they found a way to get the bikes that people were using at the studio into people's homes so that they can continue working with their trainers. I mean, there's innovation in verse of how do I do what I've always done versus how do I help my customers do something new? We have a farmer out in California who had always been selling to supermarkets and restaurants and is now selling direct to consumer, which, you know, she's still selling your produce, but it's to a whole different audience and market in a different way of delivering the product. She needs boxes, you know, to pack a really cool produce box that restaurants are selling. So it's different things. You know, some people totally almost closed a door on one business, opened a new one. Other people are tweaking the one that they have.
So now when they're kind of finding your website and going there, it's a combination of advice or community and these financial opportunities?
Yes, I think that's absolutely accurate. Yeah, that is what we do. I mean, we are offering live classes. Those will be coming more in the fall. What we're doing right now is with our winners and finalists, and then we'll start making more of that available to the general public.
Now, how at the beginning of your career, how'd you get into this? How did your career kind of evolve to this point?
I started out in politics and eventually had a communications business of my own. And I got to a point in the development of the business. I was close to $1 million in revenue, and I didn't know what to do next in terms of growth. And I started looking around, and there wasn't anything that really spoke to me in terms of the frantic pace that I was operating at to build the business and trying to find the time and the right kind of advice to, you know, it's always, I mean, you've heard it a million times because you're in business, but it's like, you know, fixing the car while you're speeding down the highway. And didn't see much, and then got very interested in the finance end of it because I was thinking about financing it and found it very difficult. And so I founded the organization that I was looking for, kind of. I think that's how I got interested, because I was a small business owner myself and could see and was experiencing the challenges that women, you know, in all different kind of businesses have, and wanted to create a community of us that could help each other through these challenges and to create some really dynamic both products and companies.
Now, when you're doing a venture like that, were there kind of clues that you had something and that you were getting traction? Like, what are some, for the entrepreneurs that are out there that think like, okay, I'm going to throw my hat in the ring and I'm going to try this. You know, the mouse has to get the cheese sometimes. Did you have some clues like, hey, I think I'm onto something here?
Oh, yes. Yes. It was the business press historically was always talking about male-owned businesses. And I think one of our early indications of success was how much press coverage we got, because it was pretty clear that there was an audience for hearing stories about women who were breaking down barriers in their own businesses or creating new products or, you know, getting to a million or reaching, you know, like, you know, Atlanta's Sarah Blakely's, you know, $1 billion mark, that there's interest on the part of women and male business owners in what women business owners are doing. So I think that was one big indicator. We've generated over 3 billion media mentions about women and their businesses over the past, I'd say, decade. So there's the visibility that's there. And then there's the need. There was always more people applying anytime we had either loans or lines of credit or grants available. There's always a healthy level of interest in the financial opportunities also. So we knew we were onto something. We also got a lot of support from some very big companies in this space, American Express, Walmart, Capital One. Those organizations helped us at an extraordinary level in terms of financial support, because they recognized the opportunities that existed even for their own customers in programs like the ones we have.
Now, do you remember maybe one of the early firms you work with where your work made an impact on their business?
Oh, sure. There's so many. I had an experience. It's right before airport shut down. I was standing in, I think it was in the Dallas airport, and I looked down and the cash register, and there was a whole block of energy bars that had been made by a woman in Wisconsin. She and her mother are on a farm, and the mother had breast cancer, and she made all these incredible snacks for herself, getting her through her treatment. And they went on to make this incredible line of products that people buy now. They are available in airports across the country. And Count Me In gave them a loan early on in like 2007 for a machine to professionally package the bars they were making. So that was just this January that I saw that. So I think there are just regular times where I'll see things in stores or in a catalog, or read about someone who's risen to a level where they're advising a mayor or someone who's running for political office as strategist, that I'm just, you know, overjoyed with their success.
Now, we would do some work here in Atlanta with a group called Launchpad 2X, and their mission, I don't know if you're familiar with them, but their mission is to help women-owned businesses get to over $1 million in annual recurring revenue, yes. Which sadly only a few percentage points of women-owned business reach that threshold. Are you finding that across the country as well?
You know, it's the challenge of my lifetime. When I launched the Make Mine a $1 million Business program, a national program with Hillary Clinton in 2006 at the National Press Club, we had a motto about getting 1 million women to 1 million. And I'm telling you, I know it'll happen, but it is taking much longer than I thought. There are barely 1 million men at 1 million. So it's not an easy mark to hit, actually. You know, again, all the talk about these billion-dollar companies, most businesses don't ever reach 1 million. So it's a real challenge to focus yourself and think of yourself as that business owner so you can go on to create a much bigger business if you want, or happily, you know, at that level of operation. But it is not an easy goal, and it is something that I think we all have to keep striving for. I mean, 1 million women at 1 million would, you know, put another trillion into the economy and create just hundreds of thousands of jobs. So I think it's difficult, but I think it's doable. I've seen too many women do it now who never imagined they could do it. I have so many in this revival. A lot of those women came forward to help us. There are two women who are on the coaching group who came in to Count Me In 2006. They had a business at about $100,000 in revenue. They sold it a couple of years ago for multi-millions, and they are now giving back by coaching in our winners program.
Now, for the people who want to get involved with this organization, are you looking for kind of mentors and volunteers from that standpoint, or do you need more business people? Like, how could we help you?
I think what we need, I mean, what would be most helpful is yes, we always need mentors and coaches who have been there and done that. We call them our Wise Women Committee, but a Wise Women and Men Committee would be great too. And we're also looking for another sponsor who wants to put a smart and sexy, a wonderful lingerie brand that's sold across the country, and Curvy Couture, same thing. They put up the $250,000 for this last round of grants. And we're in the process of negotiating for a couple of more. So if there's somebody in Atlanta that wants to do this exclusively for business but women in Atlanta, because we got more applications from Georgia than any other state in the union. So there's a market for this in Georgia and in Atlanta. So if somebody wants to put up $250,000 to do another competition, we would love to do it there. And I work very closely with Vernice Flygirl Armor, who's a great businesswoman who I know from women's business organizations, who is an advisor to Count Me In. We've got a great group in Atlanta already. And so that's what would be most helpful. Let's do one of these in Atlanta and get some money out there and get to know the women-owned businesses who are ambitious and want to hit that $1 million mark and employ people in this time where so many people need jobs.
Well, I'll after when we go off air, I'll chat with you a little bit. There's some folks that I know that might be able to help in that regard.
But that would be so cool. But yeah, I mean, in any event, we business people need to, you know, we need to help each other.
Amen.
So, you know, mentors, ideas, we're open to all of that.
So now let's talk about some of the Atlanta area grant winners. Can you talk a little bit about them?
VibeRide is one of the ones that we just so enjoyed learning about because it's a group of lawyers who ended up starting a fitness studio. So they have a slightly different take on, I think, what goes on and have also been severely challenged by the pandemic, but have found some very creative ways to help their clients continue to stay fit during this very challenging time. So that's Courtney Anderson is the woman that I have met on video so far, but she's great. And then I don't know my Georgia geography. I've been to Atlanta and I've been to Plains, Georgia, because I did work. I've done some work in Democratic Party politics. But there are two other businesses. One is an IT consulting business called Impel. And that business is so important now because so many people are struggling at the moment, not only because their businesses have been closed physically, but because they didn't get their online strategy together to sell and to be in touch with their customers and continue to do business. So I think there's a real opportunity for her. And then there's a wonderful woman who has a 180-degree service for veterans. And she's outside of Atlanta. And her business is extraordinary, helping veterans get the benefits they need. She and her husband are both veterans. And she's doing an extraordinary job because it's not an easy thing to do. So those are the three women who won in Georgia. But dozens more applied. There's a, as you know, I think a very active and even in this struggling time, great business community in the Atlanta area with a lot of women in it.
Yeah, absolutely. And we work with a lot of them. We run the radio for a lot of those organizations here locally in Atlanta, and we do whatever we can to help support that community. You know, it's hard for women, like you said, to get to that next level, and anything we could do to help them be successful, we want to do.
See, what I've noticed, because we did these competitions for about 15 years. We did them. American Express was a sponsor, as I said. Smart and Sexy was a sponsor with us. The Walmart Foundation. And what the competition does is it really forces you both in the application and in the videos that we ask people to make and in just getting to know other entrepreneurs. It forces you to sharpen your game and what you're saying, particularly now when we're all communicating electronically. You can't rely on much else other than what you're saying and what you've written down, the pictures of the videos you're showing. So it's upping your game in terms of communication and marketing, but also getting great clarity about what you're selling it and how easy you're making it for people to get it into their homes or their offices or wherever they're taking it in. But most of us are taking everything into our house now. How does that all work? And I can't think of a better group to be focused on this than women because we know more or spend more time thinking about how to get the home to function right. And it's turned out to be a great advantage to us since now we're doing everything in the house. So I think they're just very, very great opportunities on the horizon as we figure out how to handle this new situation.
Now, if somebody wanted to learn more about Count Me In Revival, what's the website?
It's countmeinrevival.org.
Well, now, thank you so much for sharing your story today, and thank you for the work you do. We really appreciate you.
Well, I thank you, and it was a pleasure talking to you.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We'll see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio. And remember, this work would not be possible without the support of our sponsor, OnPay. Please support them so we can continue to share these important stories.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com.